Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. You know, where life is, it's a beautiful thing over at philhendryshow.com. If you get a backstage pass, then you have access to all of our audio, which goes back over 10 years. You have access to our video archives. We keep a five-day archive up, and we're going to begin to expand that, but for now, just the five-day archive. We also have a year's worth of our Saturday night shows that are both archived video as well as audio. And that's a show we don't do anymore, so that's a
rare find as well.
And, of course, we have our nightly video cast, and we keep an archive of that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. What were we talking about, Dan? Can you refresh, because Bud and Robert are out of the room. What was the story? Oh, the guy, Walenda, thank you very much. Where are those guys? Bud?
What?
Where were you guys?
Well, let's just get them
What are those?
Cactus coolers.
Cactus coolers, huh? Why don't you cats come in here when the show starts?
What do you need?
Well, I found out from Dan already what we were talking about during the break.
Yeah, that was the Walenda on the high wire.
I know already, all right? I got it already. So here's the thing. Here's what's happening, and we're going to be getting on the line here Jeff Dowder of... he is a part-time professor of mechanical physics at Caltech University to talk a little bit about the Walenda. And this young man's name is Nick Walenda. His walk across Niagara Falls on a high wire, which was attempted and successfully completed. But the name Walenda probably rings a bell with all you guys because you've heard of the flying Walendas. Well, that was a family of circus performers.
What do you mean, circus performance?
I mean, like, they were in a circus, you know?
Well, they were like not the Elephant Man. Yeah, that's the Elephant Man?
Not the Elephant Man. What are you, crazy? That's a freak show. That's a sad, sad relic of the past. That doesn't happen. That's against the law now. You mean showing poor human beings with physical deformities?
Well, that's what a circus is.
No, it is not. Have you guys ever been to a circus?
No, I've never been one.
A circus is, at its very best, the circus showed all kinds of marvelous displays of acrobatics, and there were clowns, and it was something that people enjoyed going to, you know.
What about the Elephant Man?
The Elephant Man's got nothing to do with a circus. That was a poor man that was mistreated by these individuals that like to show human deformity and pass them off as some sort of... freakish animals. It was a very sad aspect to human behavior, and it was allowed at one time in this country. We don't allow it anymore.
Be like P.T. Barnum.
Well, you know, if you want to be honest, yeah, P.T. Barnum engaged in a lot of that.
Yeah, you're saying about what a great American he is and everything.
Wait a second. What are we going to do here now?
No, you what, man? You said P.T. Barnum, one of the great Americans of all time, and he was a hero of yours.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Okay, now hold a minute. You know, you guys, I don't mind you bringing this stuff up, but it's taking us way off the topic, all right? I said P.T. Barnum was a con man of the highest order. I said, in that respect, I've got a lot of respect for him. I have a high regard for anybody that puts it over on people, because you know what? It's their own damn fault. Having said that, some of the stuff that he did, I don't admire, but I'm not, you know, he was a man who lived in the 1840s, the 1850s. It was a different time, it was a different America. We didn't know anything about, well, what the hell was a Siamese twin? And
what is that?
Yeah, they still don't know what that is.
Yes, they do. What do you mean they don't know what that is? And we didn't know about these things. P.T. Barnum collected all of these oddities and...
Who that midget they had?
Don't say midget. It's not nice.
Yeah, it's like saying an N-word only on a little man.
No kidding?
Yes, yes, that's true. Little people is what they want to be called. So anyway, make a long story. I don't even know where I am. You guys have got me sidetracked.
Sorry, just for asking a question.
Well, don't ask any more questions. Oh, man. Tom Thumb.
Who's he?
The guy that Robert was, the little man.
Oh, no. That's the guy of the book. You said Tom Twist. Remember?
No, it's not Tom Twist. You idiots thought you were thinking of the Charles Dickens book, Oliver Twist, and you're going Oliver Thumb. That ain't the same guy. okay? Oliver Twist didn't even exist. It was a made-up fictional book by Charles Dickens.
A guy named Charles Dickens exists.
Yeah, I don't think he was made up.
No, he wasn't made up. He was a great writer. Charles Dickens wrote Oliver Twist.
All right. Who was Tom Twist?
There wasn't any Tom Twist, smartass. It was Tom Thumb. Oliver Twist, fake. Tom Thumb, real.
And was Oliver Twist the midge? Or what was it?
Oh, so you're calling him a midge. Is that your way of getting away with not saying the full word?
Well,
you can't say that, man. It'd be like calling me. Well, you better not say it.
All right, I'm moving on, and I'm not going to answer any more questions.
I just want to know if Oliver Thumb was a midget.
I'm going to kick your ass. Watch out, that lady call. I don't care if she calls. We had that lady call last night. I don't know if you guys hung around. Mrs. Karen is her name, and she calls every time I threaten to kick Bud's ass because she thinks I'm abusing the handicapped. We had to explain to her there ain't nothing handicapped about Bud other than the fact that he ran his head through a tree at 90 miles an hour once.
Yeah, I got a plate in my head.
Yeah, don't make you any dumber. What made you dumber was being born.
Shut up!
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Look at all the time I'm wasting with you guys. We're talking now about Nick Wallenda and this astonishing feat, walking over the falls at Niagara. Now, it's an interesting fact, folks, that it's a very interesting thing about America. 116 years ago, it was the same thing. We were fascinated with guys that were going over Niagara Falls on a high wire. The country was riveted by this kind of an event back in the 1890s. And today, even though we have competition of all kinds for our attention on television and elsewhere, today it's not much different. We're still fascinated by people that attempt to take this very dangerous journey on a wire across Niagara Falls. Now, in the case of Nick Wallenda, who is an heir to the Wallenda, and I'm not going to get into a discussion of what a circus is because you guys are so stupid, man. I got me sidetracked 10 full minutes. He is an heir to the Wallenda, Flying Wallenda family. They were acrobats. And I was saying to Dan, is this something that genetically is passed from father to son? Because I swear to God, to go over Niagara Falls on a high wire like that, I think there has to be a piece of your fear component missing. I don't mean it's a defeating fear. I think you have to, it can't be there. Now, the guys that did it, there's stories of guys that have gone over the, gone across Niagara Falls on a high wire. Some of these guys do it smoking a cigarette. Some of these guys have got a guy on their back. Some of them sat down in a chair. I don't know how the hell he did that. One guy ate an omelet, you know.
Did he make the omelet on a wire?
That would have been great.
Did he make the omelet up there? I don't know, Bud, but he did eat the omelet.
Probably got it, had to make it at the Niagara Falls breakfast place, then he took that to go.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Yeah, that's great, man. Thank you, Robert, for...
You want to look into that?
No, you don't need to look into that, but that was just... Yeah, they probably made it for him at the Niagara Falls takeout place, and he got it to go.
What?
Just never mind, and let me finish. So, in any event, on the line with us is Jeff Dowder from Caltech. Jeff, sorry it took so long to kind of get into this, but I want to ask you a little bit about this. You're into the mechanical physics aspect of things. Have you been watching the Wallendas?
Well, I mean, one of the things I think you need to understand, Phil, on Nick Wallenda is that, number one, he is safety harness. That means that ABC, which is the sponsoring entity, they televised this event. It was a 30-minute walk across the falls. I will give Nick Wallenda credit for that on account of he took a 30-minute walk on it. But he was safety harnessed, and that means that ABC insisted that Mr. Wallenda wear this piece of safety equipment because they obviously were concerned that were he to fall in the middle of this telecast, that it would redound negatively to ABC, and that you can well imagine a man falling off a high wire, you know, in the middle of the night where people are going, yeah, let's watch, you know, because you mentioned a circus and everything. So,
well, I understand what you mean, the trauma of it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you don't want your children sitting there while all of a sudden it's like a night at the circus, then it's turned into a horror, you know, the horror of it, where he says, or whatever. I mean, I'm not trying to make the sound of it, but...
I understand. So he's going to... They don't want to have that happen. I totally understand that. I did not know that they wanted him to wear that harness, though.
Yeah, for that reason...
What about, I guess, just the basic insurance, or...
I don't know if ABC was indemnified or not, if they had Mr. Willenda sign. I don't know. I will tell you this, though. You know, as much as I really admire anyone who tests the limits of mankind's, you know, ability to, however you want to put it, you know, the way mankind, you know, tests it out and checks it out, and you know, where you're going to go and, you know, go off a cliff. I don't know how you say it.
You mean like risk taking, like thrill seeking, like.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I admire that, but I have to say that I think Nick Willenda. Agreeing to wear a safety harness, I think was a little bit CS. And
why?
Well, I don't think it's the same as the guys that did it. Like you were talking about, the last attempt was in the 19th century, and those people did it just totally, totally in the clear. Man, they had no harness, they had no wire. So for Willenda to go, oh, I'm going to go across, I think it's a little bit CS, you know, but. That's just strictly for me to say. I do know a little bit about it because of my experience on the Viper. And
I want to hear about this Viper because I know that you want to bring up your experience as a daredevil, I guess is what these guys are called.
Yeah, technically it's daredevil.
And you have had experience in an area of this kind of thing. We're going to talk with Jeff Dowder. We come back. We're a little bit late to our break, so let's take a break now. 877-876-7445. We're talking about Nick Willenda, who on Friday night successfully walked across Niagara Falls on a high wire. Sounds like something rather arcane, like out of the past, but we're still fascinated as a country with these guys that go over Niagara Falls and on their high wires. We'll be back to talk with Jeff Dowder about it more in just a moment here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876. With us is Jeff Dowder, professor of mechanical physics from Caltech, who's talking to us about Nick Willenda, who went across the Niagara Falls on a high wire. And we did take a couple of calls from people during the break, Jeff, who said that going across Niagara Falls on a high wire with a harness on is nowhere near as challenging as, let's say, Evel Knievel.
I don't want to comment on Evel Knievel. I was a great admirer of Evel Knievel. I think he was really the last. I mean, I liked him. I don't think he was the last of the real challenging daredevils, I think. But at the same time, on the same token, you know. It's all sort of illusion because it's never as dangerous as you think. I will tell you, Ms. Renner, you brought up Viper, but I've got an experience that's even more, really more, way more worse than when I was on Viper, and that is that I rode in the front car, and this is a pretty, not a lot of people have the hair to do this, but I did it as a part of my experiencing the front edge, I think, of adrenaline rush. And we rode on the front. Or I rode on the front car of King Ka, which is the roller coaster in New Jersey. And
now I don't know this roller coaster. I know it's ranked as one of the scariest.
Yes, it is. King Ka is in New Jersey. I rode on it, and I rode on the front of the front car of it. And I did that, and I'm looking up my records right now because I don't know what I do a lot of these. I did the Viper drop at Hurricane Harbor. I did that last year. And the King to Ka roller coaster is fast. It also has a lot of centrifugal forces. It's in the parlance of the day, it's badass.
All right, but I mean, I understand. There's certainly roller coasters are getting scarier and scarier and faster, but I'm talking about Mr. Walenda's walk across Niagara Falls here. You can't put riding on a roller coaster in quite the same context, can you?
Well, yes, you can. I mean, if you consider that Mr. Walenda went across Niagara Falls with a safety harness on. And
so even if you went across Niagara Falls with a safety harness on, so what?
Well, because if you're going over Niagara Falls with a safety harness on and you fall off the wire and you go down and down and down and down and down, you're not really scared of what's going to happen because you know you've got a safety harness on. So, you know, you're not even going to be scared. And ABC wanted him to wear the safety harness because, as I said, Mr. Henry, if he fell off with no safety harness and you've got Americans looking at the TV tonight and children are seeing a guy who goes, yeah, you know, if you've ever seen people, a lot of people don't scream when they fall from a high height, but you don't really know. ABC can't take a chance that the man's not going to go off and go, yeah, you know, like that. Mr. Henry?
Yeah, what has this got to do with anything, the screaming? Are you saying that that's why he wore the harness?
Yeah, because ABC didn't want to put children through that. But if he has a safety harness on...
He's not going to scream.
No, because he knows he's fine. He knows, I slipped, you know, and so he's just, like, sailing down, but he knows that the safety harness is on. And
so how does that make what he's doing less threatening or less of a daredevil act than you on a roller coaster?
Well, again, Mr. Henry, have you seen a picture of King to Ka? Because I'm looking at it, and I dare you to go on it, on a front car. And
I'm looking at a picture of it. It's pretty radical.
Radical? That's a 90-degree angle, man, okay? What's straight up and down? 90 degrees flat, straight up and down is like 180 or however you want to say it.
Yeah, it's like 100 straight up and down.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to tell me you're going to go on that? I don't think so. And
I'll go. What are you talking about, man? I'll go on it if it's going to, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go all the way to Jersey just to ride on a roller coaster. A lot of people do that, you know.
Well, I can tell you that I am one of those people that will go. I've gone to ride on roller coasters. I haven't been on all of them. I did do California Screamin' at Disney's Adventure. I did Space Mountain. I did the Matterhorn. And I've done those, okay? But I am on my way to do more and more and more and more. And
wait a minute. You just said to me that you've done three roller coasters that I wouldn't even put in anywhere near the class of coaster you're talking about here.
Boy, it's too bad you don't know a lot about, you know, roller coasters.
Well, I don't, but I can tell you, Mr. Doubter, unless I'm, you know, you tell me.
Well, I am telling you.
Okay, so you're telling me that Space Mountain and the Matterhorn belong in the same family of roller coasters as this King to Ka?
I'm telling you they are famous roller coasters that are scary, that people go on and go, okay, you know, I done that, now I'm moving on. I mean... I don't know what you mean.
Well, what I'm saying, if there was a bucket list of roller coasters...
That's what I'm talking about.
You're telling me that the Matterhorn and Space Mountain?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Matterhorn barely qualifies as a roller coaster, you know?
Well, okay, Mr. Roller Coaster Man. I mean, how many have you been on? Have you been on Thunder Rail? Let's talk about a roller coaster Disney. Okay, so you don't have no respect for...
I'll say the California Screamin' comes close.
Okay, what about Thunder Railroad?
Thunder Railroad? Dude, are you crazy? That has got one big curve, and that's it.
What about... Well, you don't know what you're talking about, and what about Splash Mountain?
Hold on for a minute, okay?
No, Mr. Henry,
hold on for a minute. 877-Splash Mountain? You got to be putting me on, man. It's like one drop. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
What about, the teacup?
Phil Hendry.
I've got audio of some of the most dangerous. I mean, I've got audio of myself and people on our staff that have ridden on these roller coasters, also going down the Viper. So the man that you're talking about, Nick Walenda, I don't know what you're trying to say, you know?
I'm saying that it's a feat of daring. You are saying because he's wearing a safety harness, it renders it not a daredevil act.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It renders it no more dangerous than going on the Mr. Toad, Mr. Toad's ride. And
Mr. Toad, T-O-A-D.
Okay, I'm sorry. The Disney ride is Mr. Toad or...
Mr. Toad, the little kiddie ride?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, let me get to a gentleman we have on the line here. He is from Israel. His name is Abe. Abe, were you saying that you have done a lot of different stunts, or were you in the Air Force? What was your background?
I jumped from 18,000 feet from a plane, and with a parachute that is closed, till you are 400 or 500 feet from the ground and open your parachute. Try to do that, and you see the difference. That's daredevil. If you want to be on a roller coaster of any kind, it's scary a little bit, but it's nothing. You're attached to a roller coaster that... you cannot go wrong with that. The worst thing is it may get stuck in the middle if it breaks down. But you're not going to fall down and then get crushed. Daredevil is something that you do that you have no control on it. You try to achieve your destination, but without, you depend on parachute. In some cases, butterfly wings, I don't know if you're familiar with them. That people jump on top of a mountain and fly without.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, now I want to ask you something, Abe. I want to ask you a question. What category of daredevil act is jumping out of an airplane and opening a chute at 400 feet? I mean, that chute, you must be at a really rapid rate of speed.
You're moving several miles a second.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I mean you cannot say a word. You just count in your head because you cannot really say anything that you're going to hear. So you have to count and be very accurate. 1,000.
How fast are you going?
The way you count seconds, and if you miss it by 1 second, you're done.
Jeff Dowder is with us. Jeff, you've heard what Abe has said. How do you compare riding on the front car of King Dakar to that?
Well, I mean, I would say, with all respect to this gentleman. Were you in the Air Force, sir? I mean, is that what they're teaching you in the Israeli Air Force?
I was a Navy SEAL.
What's that?
I was a Navy SEAL over there.
Okay. What, I mean, if you're going several miles a second and you open your chute with 500 feet left, you're still going to be, crushed, aren't you?
No, you don't.
What?
Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking to you.
Okay, I mean, I know you're talking
to me. You have a heck of a bang on your shoulders when the parachute opens, but that's about it. Then you go down in a normal speed.
Well, have you been on King Dakar, or are you, because that
I've been on front of a tank that was moving about 65, 70 miles an hour without a harness or anything else.
Well, I don't know about being thrown off a tank.
A tank, but when you try to be on it, doing 70 miles an hour on a minefield... don't try it. I don't recommend it. Because if you fall off the tank, you're going to blown up. You get blown up.
Yeah, I know. But if you fall off a roller coaster, you're going to be...
You cannot fall off the roller coaster. You've been
off parachute.
You've been tied down to the roller coaster on a tank when you're on the outside, you're not. You better hold
on tight. Yes, sir, but I mean, you're not supposed to be sitting on the outside. What's that about, sitting on the outside of a tank?
That's
the gentleman's talking about.
That's when you're ready to jump off a tank and grab somebody. That's on special ops.
Well, okay. All right, but
they have a special handle that's tied on the outside, and you hold on to your life, and when you have to jump,
well, have you ever been on the Viper? Have you been on Viper at Hurricane
Harbor? I've been on many of the different things. I don't remember all their names. I'm not a big fan of roller coasters. They don't do anything for me.
Well, here's the thing. On Viper, it's a water slide straight down, and the water's going right up into your you-know-what. I mean, because you're wearing a bathing suit, right?
Yeah.
Have you? Okay. What? So that doesn't do it for you?
Well,
no,
why
I mean,
would this guy...
I jumped in a parachute into water many times. Try to compare
that,
and you see the difference. You hit the water
you're hitting
concrete.
Yeah, but you're not on a parachute on Viper. You're just
no, in Viper, you are in a machine that takes you down. You're not free fall.
Well, it's not really a machine. It's a slide.
Yeah, I know.
But you're tied
to it. You're going to get wet. That's about it.
What he's saying, Jeff, is that, you know.
No, I know what he's saying. He said that he jumped out of an airplane. See, first of all, to quote Clint Eastwood, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane is not a natural act. Okay? Okay, sir?
Big deal. So Clint Eastwood said that in a movie. What else?
Wow, man. Are you telling me Clint Eastwood's full of crap?
He's an actor. You're talking about going down Viper. This man's talking about a parachute out of an airplane. Now, why would that be anywhere near? Why would your roller coaster ride?
Well, okay, let me ask this man here. What do you think about Walenda wearing a safety harness going over Niagara Falls?
Listen,
like
you
big wow, right?
You need guts just to climb up there. And I don't know how high that wire is above the water, but just try to be there and you look in the water. I saw the Niagara Falls many times. I never tried to do anything on it, but just see the water going down. Just the thought that you're there, and if the wire snaps, guess what?
Well,
you're down anyway.
Yeah.
With the harness or no.
What about the? Yeah, but
wire
the guy that
wire
did
can
it,
snap.
What about the guy that did it eating an omelet?
Whatever, man. Did you hear what the gentleman said? He said that if you're looking down. By the way, the story is that there were 100,000 people on the Canadian side cheering him as he went across, and he went over the falls. He didn't just go across. The guys that did it, I guess, 100 years ago didn't go. He went directly over the falls.
Yeah, but he's wearing. The guy's got a bungee cord or whatever. I just don't get it. That's my whole thing. But, I mean, you know, and I would say to the gentleman I'm talking to, Abe, you ought to try. Have you been on? Okay, let me ask you this. Did you go on Thunder Railroad?
Yes.
This
one I do remember, yes.
Okay. What about it?
Listen, they're moving a little fast, you know, what, 30, 40 miles or whatever they move, and do some curves and turns. But these things are. What you do is you get a rush of speed that you know, your face exposed to the wind when you're moving fast. And if you're not familiar with really moving fast, like when you jump from a plane that's doing about 500 miles an hour, try to jump from a C-30. You know, that's when you get a really bash in your face when you move several hundred miles an hour. And you go down and down and down, and you have to count in the head in the same time while you're jumping, while you're moving fast. If you miss it by one second, you're done.
You're going to hit the ground so fast,
you won't be able to do nothing.
I don't know how you do that. You know, a guy I know said that he saw a guy shoot not open one time, and he went over to see what happened, and all he found was the guy's pants and shoes. The guy wasn't even there.
Depends on what height he jumped, but if he went from serious height to over 10,000 feet, that guy became disintegrated. I mean, he hits the ground so fast that the body just falls apart.
It's just liquefied.
Yeah, not liquefied, but
you're going to find bits and pieces all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what they said. All they saw was shoes, a T-shirt, and one glove.
Good Lord.
That's what you're going to see because the rest of the money is just going to fall apart. I mean, when you take a 10,000 piece of meat, go to a high-rise building and throw it down to the street, you ain't going to find a piece of meat. You're going to probably shred it.
But you know something? Hey, Abe, you know what? If I had a piece of meat and I had a barbecue or a high building, I think I'd put it on the barbecue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fine. Very good choice. Abe, thanks so much. That was very interesting.
Sure.
But I still...
Phil?
I still am... Yeah, the name's Phil.
Are you still taking any comments about your first guy that from wherever the guy that killed the guy that was accused of
molesting. Yeah, no, we're past that. We're past that, but we will probably bring it up at a future date, and I do appreciate very much, Abe, you giving me the call. That gentleman was with the Navy SEALs in Israel. Well, that's what?
That's what they don't have they probably have a Navy SEAL. They don't call it that.
I don't know. He was with a Navy Special Ops, Special Operations group in Israel.
And the other thing that guy said that I think he never really told me is, how do you go several hundred miles an hour?
He didn't say several hundred miles an hour.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did not.
Well, what did he say?
He said several miles an hour. All right, several miles a second.
What?
Never mind, I butchered it up. But what was your question?
My question was, excuse me, I'm sorry, Mr. Ryan, I didn't mean to do that.
You've been doing it all hour, so.
Well, I mean, if I have, I apologize.
Okay, fine. What do you want to say?
I forget.
Okay, put him on hold. All right, so this has been a big, fat waste of my life.
Right, it's pretty interesting.
I want to find out what this guy, what he means when he says that the roller coaster, you know what I think? I think this cat's been hitting a bong tonight. That's what it sounds like to me.
Why?
Because it sounds like it. Yeah, man, that, and what about Thunder Railroad? Yeah, that's badass. We'll be right back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our News and Information Hour will be coming up next hour, and don't forget, we're online at philhenryshow.com, and don't forget to download the living hell out of all 8 episodes of our free Phil Henry podcast. We'll be right back, Phil Henry Show. Thank you very much.
Truth is our bitch.
I know. I forgot. No, Mr. Henry, I forgot. I know what I wanted to ask.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. With me is Jeff Dowder from Caltech. We've been talking here about the exhibition there, Mr. Walenda. That is Nick Walenda, who went over Niagara Falls on Friday night, on a high wire. The first man to do that in over 100 years. As a matter of fact, he's the first guy to go over the falls themselves, I think. Maybe ever, I don't know. A lot of people have gone across the gorge there at Niagara Falls, and you were comparing his effort, you were saying it wasn't much of a very impressive effort because he had on a safety harness, and I think, there's been a lot of opinion opposing you here, Jeff, saying no, especially that man from the Israeli Navy, saying that that's quite indeed a feat.
Well, I mean, so he said he had been on Thunder Mountain?
Yeah, he was on Thunder Mountain. It's nothing. Are you kidding?
Have you?
Yes, I've been on Thunder Mountain.
But have you ever jumped out of an airplane?
No, I have not.
Well, then how do you make the comparison,
How do you make the comparison? Have you ever jumped out of an airplane?
Mr. Henry, I already told you that I've been... No, but if you've gone down the Viper at Hurricane Harbor...
Hurricane Harbor, man. You're standing in line for the Viper?
What? What do you mean?
Are you standing in line behind some little kid in his inner tube and his bathing suit?
Okay. There's little kids in line, but I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Henry. What you do is you just go pat. You just go, get out of my way, kid. And what are you talking about, man?
You're standing in line at Hurricane Harbor for the Viper with little kids in their inner tubes and mothers going up the stairs. Right?
No, a lot of those are going off to the left or to the right to the teeny little one. I don't know what they call it, but it's one for the teeny tiny kids. It's the teeny kid slide, and it just goes through. It just goes down, and then you're like done. But it's not the drop. It's not the Viper drop. The Viper drop, man, is exactly. I mean, if you were on, if you were Nick Walenda on a high wire, okay, and you fell off with Nick Walenda on a high wire. Let's say that's what happened to you, okay? Then you go, if you go down, every time I go down a Viper, I don't, but I hear people go, help, not that, but...
Well, you know what? You sound ridiculous.
I sound ridiculous. That guy, huh? That guy said he was pulling the cord and they shoot at 400 feet. I doubt it.
I think he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Well,
And if you fall off the Viper or that high wire, you're going Have you ever heard a guy fall off like that, Mr. Henry?
No, fall off what, man? What are you talking about?
Fall off a high wire.
No, but I'm telling you.
Well, here's what it sounds like.
Hold on for a minute. I'm telling you that you're all wrong and you got your head parked way up there, man. If you're telling me that the Viper, a water slide, is the same as falling off of the high wire, okay?
If you fall off the high wire without a safety harness at the Niagara Falls, you know, at the Niagara Falls, it sounds like this. I've heard guys, I haven't heard anybody do it, but it would sound like this, because you hit the, you go, okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Okay, what?
That's what happens to the human body, because you go, and then you hit the water, just like that.
Yeah.
God, man, what are you like? You're pretty cold-hearted, man.
No, I'm not. 877, oh boy, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to another phone call here. We have, we got General Shaw with us. Is he on the line? Yeah. General Galen Shaw with us, sir. How are you?
Very good evening to you, Phil. It's wonderful to be speaking with you. And I heard the young man. I also wanted to pay my compliments to the Israeli Navy SEAL. He sounded like a man that the country and the service of the Israeli Defense Force, of which I have worked and know a great many people, sounds like they could be very proud of him.
Well, it's good to have you with us, sir. And yes, he was. He was an interesting guy.
Can I just jump? Well, hold on, Troy. I do want to address you, sir. What is your name?
Yes, sir. My name's Jeff Dowder.
All right, Jeff. My name is General Galen Shaw. And I have served 40 years in the United States Army. I'm retired now. And I wanted to ask you, because you're talking about the water slides, that you're talking about comparing that to a special ops soldier or a soldier that is trained in low-level deployment, or a soldier that has to jump from an aircraft at a very high elevation. You're saying that is similar to the roller coasters you've been on. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, I'm saying, sir, that if you fall off with no cord on the Niagara Falls, you'll go, hey, whap. If you fall off with a cord, you go, hey.
Okay, all right, hold on. Phil, because I know you were losing patience, but I want to be patient with you, Jeff. What does it sound like again?
Which one?
When you fall off with a cord, with the cord attached, what's it sound like?
It probably sounds like this. Guy goes, or, you know, because he's not hitting the water.
But I can tell you that I've heard a man fall from a very high elevation hitting cement. Do you want to know what it sounds like?
Well, I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
No, I know that you're not. But do you want to know? I heard a man fall out of an aircraft and hit a bridge. All right? And this was in Panama. Do you want to know what it sounds like?
Yeah.
It sounds like this. He goes, clap. Because what happens, Jeff, and you don't know this, the realization kicks in that you're about to become essentially liquid. And it's funny.
What, you tell me they laughed?
You're saying the guy laughed?
That's what I heard, yes. I heard a guy fall out of a C-130... and he dropped probably a good 1,000 feet, and I heard, ha, 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 and then the very clear and very distinctive sound of splat. Now,
boy, that must have been horrifying.
It was very horrifying, but by the same token, it was unexpected to hear him laugh like that.
Well, are you sure it was a laugh and it wasn't just the... maybe the air current or something?
Well, it sounded like it. It was the very distinctive, ha, 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 splat. Now, Jeff, are you still with me?
Yes, General.
If you've ever seen a Laurel and Hardy movie, they have achieved something that I've never heard achieved since. Oliver Hardy will fall out of something, and it will sound like this. Like they've spliced together a bunch of sounds.
Well, maybe they have.
I'm sorry?
Maybe that's what they do. That's a movie.
Maybe they've spliced the guy. I don't understand.
Well, what Mr. Henry's saying is, talking to Mr. Henry, not you. Yes?
You're talking about the Laurel and Hardy movies?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's Oliver Hardy going, and yeah, it's old movies. They probably didn't have much in the way of a sophisticated editing process. Maybe they needed more of his comic yelling, and so they just spliced a lot of it in there.
Let me tell both of you something. I've been sitting patiently listening to this conversation, and I put quotes around it, as a former member of the United States military. And in all of my days, in combat, in peacetime, I never, ever felt the way I felt tonight listening to the two of you. I regret very much that I didn't go into the Air Force and serve our country as a member of the United States Air Force as an airman. Because had I would know exactly how to deploy a load of napalm right over your studio.
Okay,
God!
That's that guy. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show News and Information Hour. Wow.
I wanted to do this hang up on me.
Yes, I did.
Then why am I still on the air?
I don't know.
Huh. Interesting.
Yes, it is.
I gotta go now.
Phil Henry.